Good morning. Today's Daf and Tanis is Zayin. We are on Vav Amud Beis. We are starting towards the bottom of the Amud, about 6 lines to the bottom. Amar Rabbi Abahu. Obviously, the topic has been since the beginning of the Masechta and will continue to be rain. And today we're going to be speaking about cause and effect, what causes rain, and how great is rain. So obviously, it's kind of self-evident, but nevertheless, the Gemara will be spending a good part of today's Daf discussing this very question. Amar Rabbi Abba, but before we start there, so the Gemara is going to be starting here with a question of bracha. So, I mean, at what point in time do you make a bracha over Geshem? So, when the chasim greets the kalaf. So, this kind of imagery, the Gemara already shared with us yesterday. This is not exactly the same as yesterday. Yesterday, the rain was the chasim, the ground was the kala. Over here, the rain is the chasim and the kala. That means to say that there's enough rain where there's already rain on the ground, and now more rain is coming. And the rain that is coming now is hitting the ground, causing a drop. The drop now is going up. So basically, you have drops coming down, you have drops coming up. So that's chasim v'kala. And the Gemara says, and that's at that point in time now where we have sufficient rain, where it warrants a bracha. So my mevarech. So now a simple question. What is the nusach ha-bracha? So I'm Rav Yehuda. I'm a Rav. Modi manach l'cha Hashem l'kena al kol tipa v'tipa sh'arata talanu. So the bracha is going to be specific to rain for every drop that comes. Rav Yochanan misayim bahachi. Rav Yochanan concludes in the following manner: Ilupina malas shirakayamul shen rina kamon galav v'chule v'chule ad kel yazvunu rechamecha shemalkin v'lo azvunu baruch rov ha'ados. Okay, so basically it's like the nusach of nishmas. Okay, in other words, which shows the greatness of creation, the greatness of nature. And how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in terms of providing for us our basic needs. So, and we conclude with Baruch Rov Ha'odos. So the Gemara says, Rov Ha'odos V'lo Kol Ha'odos. So now that's a little bit of a strange conclusion, meaning thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for most of what you do. Now that is, that sounds like it's limited, meaning for most of what you do. And the Gemara asks exactly that question. So Amar Rav Ema El Ha'odos. All right, so Rav says no. So rather what you should say is Kel Ha'odos, not Rov Ha'odos. And as Rashi points out over here, when you say Kel Ha'odos, so that gives off the impression that you're thanking for everything. Meaning kel ha'odos means kol ha'odos. Amar Rapapa Hilkach Nimrin L'Tarvayu. So Rapapa says no. What we should do is we should say both. We should say kel ha'odos v'rov ha'odos. Okay, and as Rashi points out over here, the Tav Rashi on Zayin Amud Aleph. So Rashi explains that when you say both, so now what you're doing is that you're really giving new interpretation to the word rov. Because rov can mean one of two things. Rov can mean the majority, like 51%. A rov can mean an abundance of. So when I say rov ha'odos by itself, so I could interpret rov by itself to mean majority. But obviously that's not the intent over here. We're not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for most of what he does. We're thanking him for everything. So when we say kel ha'odos and then we couple that with rov ha'odos, so now we know that rov ha'odos means the abundance of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us an abundance of bracha. Good, so and Rav Papa says, Nimrin L'Tarvayu, you should say both. Our Gemara now has concluded that when you see rain, so you make a bracha specific to rain. The Gemara in Brachos, when discussing seeing natural phenomena, so the Gemara in Brachos also describes making a bracha over seeing of the rain, but the Gemara over there says, you know what the proper bracha is? Proper bracha is atov emetiv. So the Gemara there in Brachos asks a really straightforward question, well, which one is right? Meaning, what is the bracha that you make over rain? The Gemara in Brachos says that's atov emetiv. The Gemara here in Tanis says, it's al kol tipa v'tipa, or some other version thereof. But anyway, so there's a stira between the Gemaras in terms of which bracha you should make. You can see Rashi, You can see Rashi on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. He touches on the Gemara in Brachos. He quotes from the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara gives an answer. We're not going to go through the answer right now. There is an interesting discussion to be had in Rashi, because Rashi quotes an answer of the Gemara there in Brachos, but that's not the concluding answer of the Gemara in Brachos. Good. There is a longer discussion to be had over here in terms of what the appropriate bracha is over rain. See the Gemara and Brachos for more discussion on that. Anyway, we continue. We are now on Zayin Amud Aleph for 2 lines down for the top of the Amud. And from here until the rest of today's daf, so the importance of rain and what's going to cause a lack of rain. So the importance of rain. So the importance of rain is going to be covering all of Amud Aleph, and a good part of Amud Beis. So this is a big discussion. The Gemara is basically going to have 4 different statements about how great rain is. So here's number one. Amar Rabbi Abba. Gazu yom gshamim mitchias ha-meisim. So rain is as great as tchias ha-meisim, resurrection of the dead. De'ilu tchias ha-meisim. Sorry. It's greater than, and you'll see that that's not only the correct shot, but you'll see why emphasis is on greater than. So the ilu tchias amesim on tzaddikim, because when it comes to tchias amesim, so tchias amesim is only for tzaddikim. Now that comment of the Gemara obviously elicits a lot of discussion, meaning who is experiencing tchias amesim. It certainly sounds like from our Gemara that it's only going to be a limited number of people experiencing tchias amesim, not everyone. Meanwhile, kol yisrael yesh lam chelek olam haba. Okay, so once again, I'm going to drop and run. But at least I'm acknowledging the fact that our Gemara over here certainly gives us the indication that not everyone's going to have a Tchias HaMesim, that doesn't seem to be in parallel in line with Olam Haba. Okay, I drop the question, and now I run. V'ilu gishamim bein letzadikim bein l'rishayim. Now when it comes to rain, so rain is provided for both tzadikim and rishayim. Ubli de Rav Yosef. Now this is not in agreement with Rav Yosef. He says it's equivalent. It's not greater than, but it's equivalent. So the rain descending on the ground is equivalent to Tchias HaMesim. And that's why when you're going to find the Haskara of rain, you're going to find it in the Brach of Gurur, which also has a reference of Tchias HaMesim. Okay, so now I don't know what to do with this machlokus, meaning, but basically we just saw a machlokus in terms of whether rain is greater then Tchias HaMesim are equal to Tchias HaMesim. Good, I could say over the Machlokus. I'm not for a moment suggesting I understand the significance of the Machlokus, and we're going to go on. I'm Rav Yehuda Gadol Yom HaGshamim Ki Yom Shenit Nabotara. Here's statement number two. Now it's funny, we're already up to statement number two, and I'm telling you that it's going to go well into the Amud Beis of today's daf, but it's because the Gemara is going to get a little bit caught on some tangents. Okay. Everyone here knows how the Gemara operates. So Gadol Yom HaGshamim Ki Yom Shenit Nabotara. So rain is as great as the day in Torah which was given. Shenemar Yarov Kamatar Lichi. So a pasuk here in Ha'azinu and Ve'in Lekach Ala Torah. Now Lekach is a reference to Torah. Shenemar Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lechem Torah Si Al Ta'azovo. Good pasuk in Mishlei clearly describes Lekach as being Torah. Now, Rav Amar Yosef Miyom Shenit Nabotara. So, here it's kind of like flipped. So, Rav Yehuda says it's as great as the day the Torah was given. And Rav goes, no, I'll go a step further. It's greater than. Shenemar Yarov Kamatalichi. So, Mi Nitla B'mi, Habi Omer Katan Nitla B'gado. When you're making a comparison. So, what do? You compare something smaller to something which is greater. If we're comparing Yom Shenit Nabotara to a day of rain, so that means that the day of rain is actually even greater. Once again, I'll point out, we now have a machlokus in terms of the side-by-side comparison of rain to Nesinas HaTorah, whether they're equivalent or whether the day of rain is greater than Yom Shenit HaTorah. I understand, I could say over the machlokus, but that's it though. In other words, and then from there, I don't know what the ramifications of that machlokus is. And once again, we continue. Rava Ramiksiv, Rava notes a stira between psukim. Ya'arav kamatar lichi ksiv tizal ketal imrasi. So it's either matar, which is rain, or tal, which is dew. Well, which one is it? Im tamid chacham hagon hu kital. So the Gemara says that if he is a proper and appropriate tamid chacham, so then it's going to be kital, and that's going to be benachas. That'll be gentle. V'im lav arfeo kamatar. However, if not, if in other words, if he's improper, so arfeo. Arfeo literally means I'm going to break the back of his neck. Sometimes rain can come down, and it can be torrential. And so for the Talmud Chacham who's not acting properly, so it can be torrential. Tanya the Gemara quotes, "Ei Brisa, Haya Rabbi Bana Omer, Kol Ha'osek B'Torah L'Shma, Torah Sanasos L'Sam Chaim." If you're learning Torah L'Shma for the proper reasons, much discussion to be had in terms of what exactly it means L'Shma. Simplest way to describe L'Shma is because it's a mitzvah in the Torah, and I'm doing so because it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Lo lishma is going to be a little bit easier to explain, but I only mean a little bit easier. Okay, shenamar. But again, by the way, I'm giving you the short version of what lishma is. There is a lengthier discussion to be had in terms of what lishma means. But if you do so then Torah serves as a samachayim. Shenamar tzchaim hilamach zikim bava omer rafos tehi lisharcha veomer kimotze motzer chaim. Okay, so an assortment of psukim that certainly give us the indication that Torah is an elixir. It's a fantastic drug. However, if you're learning Torah but you're doing so shelo lishma, so nasa so sama mavis. So then, it's going to go in the opposite direction. It will be It will be a drug, but not one which is going to have beneficial effects, but one that's going to have very negative effects. So over here, Ya'arov Kamatar, right? It'll break the back of your neck. So, and Harifa is Hariga, Shenemar Varafusham Es Ha'agla Banachal. And we see, sorry, and we see it really clearly over here from the Egla Rufa that that Varfu is a reference to the breaking of the neck. Okay, very good. From our Gemara over here, Shelo Lishma is viewed as a really bad thing. Meanwhile, other Gemaras would indicate Shelo Lishma is good because Mitoch Shelo Lishma Balishma. You can see the Taptosis right over here. Zayin and Aleph, top Tosef, v'chol ha'usik b'tor shelo lishma. So Tosef's right, second line down, v'kasha, v'alo amrinan, it's a Gemara in Pesachim, l'olam yasok adnam b'tor, v'gav she'enu lishma, shemitok shelo lishma, b'lishma. Okay, so the Gemara says, look, if your original reason for learning Torah is for ulterior motives, but that's fine, because eventually what's going to end up happening is you're going to end up learning Torah lishma. V'yesh lamar detrei shelo lishma have. So Tosus over here writes that there are two types of shelo lishma. Demash, I mean, lolam yasuk b'torah afilu shelo lishma hinu klamer kedei sheikra rebbe o kedei sheichabduhu. So what's the kind of shelo lishma which is acceptable? Meaning it's a means. It's a good way to get to lishma. So let's say you want the kavod. So that's good. So and everyone understand me in context. Meaning that's good in that. Look, it's right now not the right reasons to learn Torah, but it'll lead to the right reasons to learn Torah. However, Tosus writes, "Umasha Armin and Hacha," but our Gemara right here, "Kolosik b'tor shelo lishma nasal osama mavis hainumi shalomed likanter." But if the only reason why you're learning Torah is right now is to just basically to be able to battle and to debate and to challenge other people, and that's the only reason why you're learning Torah, so that's sama mavis, and that's our Gemara over here. We continue. Amalei Rav Yirmiyah Rebbe Zera. We're about halfway down on Zayin Amud Aleph. Lacey Mar listening. So he says, "No, let's learn." So I'm alei chalosh libay v'lo yachilna. His response is, "I'm not feeling well right now." So lema mar milsa dagadata. Okay, no, okay. So I understand halacha is very difficult, but we can learn a little bit of agadata together. That's light. So I'm alei hachiam rav yochanan ma'idichsiv ki adam itasada. Okay, so he says, "Okay, good. You're right. I'm up for a little bit of agadata." So we know that the Torah describes the adam is ke'etz asada. It's like a tree. Now that's a funny comparison, meaning we're not a tree. So Elam Mishum Dichtiv Ki Memena Tochav Asolo Sichros Ukso Uksiv Oso Tashchiz VeKarata. So we get mixed messages regarding the tree. The Torah first says that we're eating from its fruit and we're not allowed to cut it down. And meanwhile, the Torah also describes that if in fact you were to destroy it, now obviously in the context of the pasuk, the Torah is telling us not to do it. But in other words, but sometimes it's destroyed. You're violating the Torah in doing so, but sometimes it's destroyed. So haketzah. So here, how do I balance the two comparisons? So the Gemara says, "Im tamu chacham haganu mimena tochal ve'oso lo sichros." So if the tamu chacham is proper and he's appropriate, so then you eat from his fruit. However, if he's not proper and he's not appropriate, so lo sichros. So therefore, you're not allowed to learn from such a tamu chacham. So v'imlav oso tashchis v'karasa. Okay, so for a tam chacham who's not proper, who's not appropriate, so he should be cut down, and we shouldn't be learning from him. Now the Gemara over here, I don't think that the Gemara means that we should literally kill the individual. Meaning it's not a chiyuv misa, but basically almost like I'm saying this b'derech mashal, but it's like a karis. Meaning in other words, he's to be cut off from the community. Amar Rebbe Chama. Chani Amar Rebbe Chanana b'Rebbe Chanina ma'idichsev barzel b'barzel yachad. The pasuk in Mishlei describes how basically what you're going to do is you're going to sharpen iron with iron. A bit of a clarification. What does that mean? L'melacha ma barzel ze echad mechadet es chavero. So that's how you sharpen iron. Afshan shnei tamid chachamim mehadrin ze ze ba'alacha. Sorry, mechadedin. Okay, and I even have my glasses on. Mechadedin ze ze ba'alacha. So they're going to sharpen one another with halacha. Torah is compared to fire. Now, how do I know that? Now, hopefully you realize, by the way, that at this point in time, we are launching into a long tangent. Like I predicted earlier. It wasn't a prediction. Okay, you're right. I prepared. But the Gemara now is launching into a tangent, meaning I just want to make sure that we're all still following the daf today. The daf is talking about the significance of rain. But once we said that rain is as significant as Matan Torah, as a Yom Shenina Batorah, so the Gemara feels that now is a great time to just go over some of the significance and the importance of Limud HaTorah. And that's why we're here. Okay. But we're still in the discussion of how great rain is. We're just going to be segueing. We have been, and we will continue to do so regarding the importance of Torah. I'm going to go back one line. I'm a rabbi, Bar Bachana, lama nimshala divrei Torah ke'esh. Torah is compared to fire. Shenema lo ko devari ke'esh no mashem. Lama l'cha ma'esh eino dolek yechidi. Av divrei Torah ein miskaimim bi yechidi. So you know that fire can't exist by itself. So in other words, let's say you have one twig or one branch. That's no good for the fire. So you need logs. You need multiple pieces of wood in order for the fire to really rage. And the same thing is true regarding the learning of Torah. So you try learning by yourself. It's not a bad thing, meaning there is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that describes that learning by yourself still is significant, but it can't be compared to learning with a chavrusa. So v'hainu d'amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinen ma'idichsiv the pasuk cherev el habadim v'no alum. And now the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which admittedly is difficult, but the Gemara now is going to give a drush in that pasuk. Cherev al sonem shel tamid chachamim, sonem shel tamid chachamim, as we all know, it's a euphemism. It's a reference to a tamid chacham. Sheoskim bad bivad. That's the word badim. Badim means by itself. We saw that word bad a lot in the third parak of Sukkah and describing the stalks that are part of the hadas. Anyway, but if you learn individually, that's no good. Velo od elo shemitapshin. The Gemara has really strong words for the person who learns by himself. The person is mitapesh. From the word tipesh, he'll become stupid. Shenemer v'no alu, he'll become foolish. V'lo od elo shechot in, the person's going to sin. K'siv hacha v'no alu, k'siv hasa masher no alnu. Okay, in elita sin. V'asher chatanu. V'i b'ayzem ha-mahacha, the Gemara is just going to give another pasuk that's going to arrive at the same conclusion. Learning by yourself is really frowned upon. No alu sareit sawan v'hitu es mitzrayim. The pasuk over here just using the word noalu as a description, as a reference of somebody who is sinning. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Lama Nimshal Divrei Torah Ke'etz. Torah is compared to Eitz. I know the Shenemar Yitzchayim Hilam Achazikim Bam. Okay, we're all familiar with the pasuk. Lomer Lachama Eitz Katan Madlikas Agadol Av Tamid Chachamim Ketanim Mechad Din Es Agadolim. So you know how fire works. You start with kindling, small logs, and then it gets to big logs, and the small lights the big. And the same thing with Torah, the small lights the big. And v'hainu adam Rav Chanina harbe lamadati me rabbosai. Rabbi Chanina says, look, I learned a lot from my rebbeim. Ume chavara yosem me rabbosai. I learned even more from my colleagues. And ume tamidei yosem me kulan. I learned the most from my students. Because what I have to do now with my students is I have to organize that information so well to present it as clearly as possible. And so what I need to do is know it clear. And so when you teach something, we're all familiar. When you teach something, so you nothing can help you set up the information better than when you have to share with other people. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Ramikziv, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa notes the following discrepancy between Psukim. Likrat Sameh Hatayu Mayim. When somebody's thirsty, so bring him to water. Ksiv Hoy called Sameh Luchula Mayim. Sorry, the first Pasuk, okay, I take it back. The first Pasuk of Itayu Mayim means the water is going to be withheld from such an individual. And then Hoy called Sameh Luchula Mayim, meaning that the person's going to go to water. Which one is it? So if it's a proper Talmud, so then good. So and if not a proper Talmud, so then the water is going to be withheld from such a Talmud. Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama Ramiksiv, another discrepancy between Psukim, Yafotza Mayanosecha, Chutza, your waters are going to spread out. Uksiv, it's only going to be for you. In Tamachacham Hagonhu, if the student is a proper student, so good. So then the water will be distributed. So then just for yourself. Meaning then don't teach an improper student. Torah is compared to water. So this morning so far, Torah has been compared to fire. Torah has been compared to wood. Torah is going to be compared to water. And so here we are now on the waterfront. Now we have to look at the properties of water, and water is obviously looking for the lowest spot topographically. So after Torah, ein miskaimim ela b'mi shadato shvela. So the same thing is true regarding Torah as well. So you have to be low. In other words, you have to be humble in order to learn Torah. It is certainly not a coincidence that the person who was mekabel Torah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most humble person in the world. V'amar Rabbi Yoshua, lama nimshal divrei Torah l'shosha mashkin, halalu, b'mayin v'yayin v'chalav. Now you'll notice that Torah is compared to water, to wine, and to milk. D'yechsev hal kotzame l'chul amayim. So the first comparison we've already established, and uksiv l'chu shivru v'yichlu u'l'chu shivru b'lo kesev, uv'lo mechir yayin. So this pasuk in Yeshayahu, the Gemara is assuming, is a reference to Torah being compared to wine. And v'chalav l'milcha, yayin v'chalav, sorry. The pasuk in Yeshayahu compares it to both wine and milk. So anyway, so Torah now is compared to water, wine, and milk. So why? L'milcha, mashlosha mashkim halalu. Ein miskaimim ela b'pachosh b'kelim. So as far as these liquids are concerned, so proper preservation and containment of these liquids is only in a really cheap kli, meaning kli cheres. Right, if you want them to last, you put them in a kli cheres. After v'Torah emes kaimen ala b'misha datu shvela, and the same thing is regarding Torah. You have to be low and humble. You have to be unassuming in order to really learn Torah. Okay, the Amrle and the Gemara is going to follow this up with a story. Meaning, the Gemara is assuming right now that if I take wine and I put it in a metal container, or for that matter milk, or for that matter water, so that's no good. Okay, and by the way, the right wine, here's my observation, and I have no, you know, I don't know the science, but wine is obviously contained in glass, meaning in glass jars, right? They don't put it in metal.
Water is a stretch.
Water, and I noticed also, by the way, you read my mind, and I noticed also that by water now, the metal containers are really popular. Yeah, okay. Okay, so kid Amar le Barta de Kesar le Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. And the Gemara says that the daughter of Kesar said the following to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and so they dialogue. This is not the first time they're dialoguing, but here we go. Ichachma mifo'ara bichli mechuar. So she says to him, and quite bluntly, she says, "Look, how can you know so much information, but meanwhile you are really unattractive?" Okay, and I was gentle in terms of the way I translated the Gemara. Okay, she basically called him out on his looks. So Amar La Avicha Rami Chamra Bemani De Pachra. So what he seems to do is change the subject, but as we all know, he's not really changing the subject, but he's just speaking to her in coded language. And he says to her, "Let me ask you a question. How's your father maintaining his wine? How is he preserving the wine? What is he putting the wine in?" So Amar Le Ela Bemai Near Me. So and he says, and he puts it in. And klicheres, and really disgusting earthenware. So her response is, "Ela b'may near me." Well, what else should he do? So Amar la asan dechashivtu Rami b'mani dehava the kaspa. Well, listen, you're an important family. Allow me to suggest, put it in gold and in silver. So Azav Amar le la'avua. So she goes back and reports to her father. Oh, I just had a wonderful conversation with this really ugly Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, and he told me that, you know what, right here, right, we're the Caesar, we're the Caesar family. Let's take our wine and let's put it in gold and silver containers. So Rami Lachamra b'mani dahava v'kaspa. So that's what they did. V'takif, and it soured. Asu v'amrule. So now they go back and they say the worst advice ever. Amrule levarte man amrulacha. So now he turns to his daughter and he says, "Who gave you such advice?" So Hachi Amar Lei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. He says, "Okay, no." So she tells her father, "It was Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya." So Kayua, so they called him in. Amar Lei, Amay Amar La Hachi, and the question is really simple. No, why did you say that? So Amar Lei, Ki Heicha Da Amar Li Amar La. What do you mean? I just basically told her the same thing she told me, right? How can you be the container of something? Right? If Torah is so beautiful, how can you be the container of that Torah? That was her question to him. And his response is, okay, try the same thing with wine, see what happens. Okay. And obviously, message delivered. Perfect. So, the Ha'ika Shapir de Gemir. Now, the Gemara says now, I don't know who's been looking around, but there are some Talmid Chachamim who are really good-looking people. So, in other words, the Gemara right now is assuming, it is a great question. The Gemara is now assuming that there is an equivalency between being unattractive and being a successful Talmid Chacham. But meanwhile, the Gemara notes that there are some Talmid Chachamim who are attractive. So the Gemara's answer, Yehavu Sanu Tvei, Have a gemiri. So the Gemara says is that if they were somewhat less pleasurable to look at, so they'd be even a bigger Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says, it's quite amazing. The Gemara says that there's going to now be a cap. There's going to be a limit to how big a Talmud Chacham you can be, if in fact you are good looking. Davar Acher, so good. So now we've given one explanation in terms of why the comparison of Torah to milk and to wine and to water. Davar Acher, the Gemara says, I'll give you another explanation as well. Mashal Shemashkim Halalu Einif Salim Ela Behesach Hadas Av Devei Torah Ein Mishtachin Ela Behesach Hadas. So when it comes to these liquids, if you're not washing them carefully, so they're going to sour. Yeah, in other words, you gotta take care of them. And the same thing is true with Torah. If you're not careful about your Torah, what does that mean, taking care of your Torah? Rashi writes, Chazara. You got to review your Torah, and if you review your Torah, you're going to be in great shape. Otherwise, you're not going to be in good shape. Okay. Now, I know that was a really long tangent from our discussion, which we started having, and now we're going to go back and continue to have. And that is, how great is rain? So far this morning, Galdi Yom HaGshamim Mitzchias HaMesim, that's Rabbi Abahu. Sorry. Rabbi Yehuda says is that the Yom HaGshamim is as great as the day that the Torah was given. And now 3 and 4. Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina Galdi Yom HaGshamim Ki Yom Shenivru Shamayim Va'aretz is as great as the day that the heaven and earth was created. Shenemar Har Ifu Shamayim Imal V'Shachakim Yizlut Tzedek Tifatach Eretz V'Yifru Yesha Utztaka Tatzmiach Yachad Ani Hashem Barasiv. I created it. Now, bar asim lo namar ela barasiv. Now, it should say something along the lines of barasim because we just listed a whole bunch of things, but rather, the pasuk ends with the word barasiv, which means that it's an indication of I created it, meaning the rain. And the rain is as great as the creation of Shemayim Varetz. Finally, number 4, Amar Rev Oshia. Well, I mean, where can we go from here, by the way, if you just want to think about it for a moment? Meaning it's as great, rain is as great as Tchias HaMesim, as the day the Torah was given, and as the creation of the world. Like, where do we go from here? Okay, but there's one more place to go. So, Amar Rav Oshia, Gadol Yom HaGshamim Shafilu Yeshua Parvirav Abo. So, it's going to bring about the Yeshua, the salvation. Shenemar Tipatach Aretz V'Yifru Yesha. Okay, and here we just go back to the same pasuk in Yeshayahu. Okay, good. It brings about salvation. Okay, when rain comes down, what it means is that there was a forgiveness that was given to the Jewish people. I lifted your sin. Okay. So rain is connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepting and forgiving. Or I mispronounced the town, I'm sure I did. Anyway, Reb Zira from the town of, I'm going to guess, Diavas, he says to Ravina. Same point, but just a different pasuk in Navi. Here, Malachim Aleph. Ve'ata tishma shamayim, v'salachta lechatasa. So the shamayim heard and provided slicha, meaning when it rained, so there was forgiveness. Okay. Amar Rav Tanchum. So here now, from here until the rest of today's daf, so a discussion to be had regarding what's going to stop rain from coming down. So Amar Rav Tanchum Bered Rabbi Chia Ish Kfar Akko. And I already did my counting ahead of time. So there are going to be 6 things that are going to prevent rain from coming down. And here comes number 1. The Jewish people need to be destroyed if they're liable for destruction. So then it's going to be a stoppage of rain. So because of chait, so the rain is going to be stolen. That's yigzulu me me shalak. I'm leziri midi avas ravina asa mehacham asnisola ana mehacham asnisola. Same point, just different pasuk. V'atzar sa shemayim, and then dat v'avadatem mehira. And it's because we were just simply not compliant with the Torah. Okay, so that's number 1. Number 2. I'm rechistei nekshem ne'atzar me'ala b'shvil bitol trumos ha'maisos. It's because we're not giving trumos ha'maisos. So as a result of that, the rain is not coming down. Shenemar, the pasuk tzia gamchom yigzulu mei meshaleg. Good. My mashma. So the Gemara says, how did we get from that pasuk, which we have already cited now twice, that pasuk in Eov, how did we get from there to Trumas Amaisros? That's a good question. My mashma, Tana Rabbi Yishma, Bishvil Dvarim, Shivshitzivisi Eschem. Because the things that I commanded, Biyamos Achama, during the summer months That's meaning to say the Torah, right, which was given to us summertime. V'lo asisim yigzlu mechem me'meshal b'yemosek shamim. I'm sorry. I take it back. In other words, I'm sorry. Trumas amaisos, meaning that we're obligated to give trumas amaisos in the summertime. Why summertime? Because it's at that point in time, everything grew and everything was harvested and everything was collected. And so therefore, the summertime is the time of the year in which I'm supposed to be giving trumas amaisos. Okay. Number three. Amar Shimon ben Pazi enek shaman et sarmen elabishvil misapir lashon hara. Do you know why rain stops? It's because people are speaking lashon hara. Shenema ruach safon techulal geshem upanim nizamim lashon seiser. Hidden language. So that means to say that because the because people are speaking hidden one another, in other words, lashon hara, so rain is stopped. Number four. Amar Salah Amar Rav Hamnuna enek shaman et sarmen elabishvil azay panim. Because of an abundance of arrogance, so the rain is going to stop. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vayimneu revivim amakosh lo ayah umeitachisha zona hayalach." Pasuk in Yirmiyahu over here describing a woman, a particular woman who is arrogant, and so vayimneu revivim umakosh, and rain will be prevented because as a result of that. Now, again, I'm assuming not because of one person, but because it's trending. The Amar Rav Salah Amar Rav Hamnuna called Mishesh Lo Azus put himself Nichshal BeAvera. Somebody who's arrogant is going to become an Avaryan. Shenemro Meitzach Isha Zona Hayelacha. Okay, so the obviously over here she's arrogant. The Meitzach Isha, her forehead, somehow not really sure, but somehow the protruded forehead is like somehow a form of arrogance. Maybe you're raising your head high, something along those lines. And right, brazen. And Isha Zonan, obviously, right, the description of her occupation is enough to suggest that she is an Avaryan. Okay. Rav Nachman Amar Biyadush Nechshal Ba'Avera. Rav Nachman says you can go even further. If you see somebody who's arrogant, so he you don't have to worry that he's going to be a Nechshal. He was a Nechshal. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Hayalacha V'lo Nemar Yiyelacha. Look at the tense, past tense. Amarava Karavuna or Baravuna call Adam Sheishlo Azus Panim Mutal across the Russia. Somebody who's arrogant, so you actually have the right to call him a Russia. Shenemar Ha'ez Ish Russia Befanav, right in front of his face. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mutal Lisnoso. What you can do actually is that you could be a Sona. You can actually hate him. Shenemar Va'az Panav Yisuna Tikra Yisuna Ela Yisna. The simple pshat in the pasuk in Kohelet is that somebody who's arrogant will be hated, but actually Al Tikre. In other words, not just a description, not just an adjective, but actually a verb. You can actually hate him. Amar Rav Ketina. This is now going to be number five, right? For the fifth item in which is going to stop rain from coming down. Amar Rav Ketina enik sham nesarim ela bishvil bitul Torah. Because people are neglecting the study of Torah. Shenemar ba'al tzasayim yimacha mekareh. Bishvil atzlo shayah b'Yisrael because of the laziness. Shalom asku b'Torah. We were not engaged in the study of Torah. Now says Son Oshal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now we become enemies of Akash Baruch Hu. Son Oshal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mach vein mach ela ani. The word mach means a poor person. Shenemar v'yimachu me'arkecha ve'in mikra ela Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar mekara b'mayim ali osav. Okay. Rav Yosef Amar Mehacha. Rav Yosef says same point. I'm just getting it from a different pasuk. V'yata l'ra'u or by here. Hu b'shechakim v'ruch evra v'titareim. Vein or elatara, the or over here, the light is a reference to Torah Shenemar Kiner Mitzvah Vesara or Bahir Hu B'Shachakim. And as a result of that, the sky is going to be clear, meaning it's not going to rain because we are neglecting the study of Torah. Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel Afil B'Sham Shirakia Na said Baharim Baharim Larit Tal Matar Ruach Evra V'Titarem. Even when the rain, when it looks like it's going to rain, but because of our neglect of Torah, so along is going to come the wind and scatter all those clouds. One more for today. Am Rabbi Ami Enik Shem Netzarim Ela Ba'avon Gezo. It's because we steal from one another. Shenem Ra Kapayim Kisa Or Ba'avon Kapayim Kisa Or. Because of our hands, because of our busy hands, meaning a reference to stealing, so Kisa Or, so as a result of that, it's not going to rain. Ve'ein Kapayim Ela Chama Shenemar Omina Chama Sasher Be'Kapayim. So the Gemara has Psukim that connect Kapayim to stealing. Vein or elamatar. The or over here is a reference to rain. Shenemar yafitz anan oro maita kante. So what do you do? So I mean, aside from the obvious, which is don't steal. So what do you do? So yarbe betfila. So over here to get a a ritzu from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so daven more. Shenemar v'yitzav alav b'mafgia. V'ein pigia ela tefila. Now pigia is a reference to tefila. Shenemar v'atatas b'alav ba'anam azeh v'al tifka b'i. Okay, this is a good place to stop.
Five and six reasons seem logical. Number two, with the Talmud Tar, doesn't make much sense. You sinned in the summer, so you'll get punished in the winter.
Right. Okay, I hear you. And I misinterpreted, meaning I thought the summer was a reference to Nisinas Torah, but right, I was off track. Okay.
What's the reason for the summer?
It's the Trumas, meaning that's the time where you're supposed to be giving Trumas Amaisos. Okay, let's quickly recap our day. So this morning, so we talked about the bracha that you make when you see rain. Our Gemara gives us a Nusach HaBracha. It's not in line with the Gemara and Brachos. Right? All I did is I pointed you to the Gemara and Brachos that raises the stira and addresses the stira. And for a short discussion of that Gemara, see Rashi on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. Then the Gemara launched into how great rain is. It's as great as, and this basically takes us for through the entirety of the Amud Aleph and even part of the Amud Beis. It's as great as Tchias HaMesim. It's as great as the day in which the Torah was given. It's as great as creation. And also, it's as great as the day of Yeshua, ultimate salvation. And then that's the list number one of today's daf. List number two of today's daf is going to be a listing of what is going to be causing rain to stop. And the Gemara gives a listing of six averos in which is going the rain, as a result, the rain is going to stop. One is the one is brazenness. Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. No. One is as that we're chayv kliya. The verdict on the Jewish people is that we should be destroyed. Okay, that admittedly, it's a little bit vague. Not clear what's that. What exactly that's describing. That was number one. Number two is because we don't give Trumas Amaisos. Number three is because we are speaking Lashon Hara. Number four is because of brazenness. Number five is because of Bittul Torah. And number six is because we steal. Okay, so for those six reasons, so there is going to be a paucity of rain that comes down. Okay, Adkan. Okay, as you can tell, by the way, as you probably have noticed, so there's a lot of Agadata over here in Tanis, and more to come. Adkan.